when Warren Buffett says, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. This is a time when a lot of people are fearful and they need to be thinking, how can I make some moves right now? Because you want to be moving when everybody else is sitting. And if you're one of those people that are naturally fence sitters, you know, I'd urge you to... What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Moore. I'm back with my main man, Jake Sheehy.
Yo.
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
Good,
doing good.
We're back, you guys, with our Whiskey Wednesday segments where we're going to dive into whatever Jake has notes on. I usually walk into the room. I get about a two-minute overview of what we're going to talk about. But I think that's kind of been our style, right?
Yeah, it keeps it fun, keeps you on the edge. And these are real answers. This isn't something planned.
I don't get to script this stuff out.
Right. This is real time. But today we're talking about the biggest misconception. You're not in real estate. You're in hospitality. We're going to go over you know, the biggest mistakes people are making with poor communication, furnishings, the concierge service, some extra little amenities, I guess I would call that, and then maybe a good test at the end to see if this is really even for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Awesome.
But first and foremost, let's kind of just go over this Boardroom HQ that we had. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
So maybe some interesting points that you took away. For example, mine, the ranch property thing, I thought was really interesting. You can really hit on that, I think. But I like how you mentioned Mike Pine, Revo, taxpayer advocacy, amazing job, but paying your kids.
Yeah.
I like that. I like how we kind of looped that in to the LLC and all these things and how you can pay them in fun ways. And like, man, I that's really cool. He knows a lot of stuff.
There was a lot of takeaways. You know, it was one of those days where my brain was about to explode because I'm like, okay, this is like information overload.
Right.
We do our Boardroom HQ events, just so everybody listening, you know, what we do is we, a lot of our paid mastermind members have an opportunity every month to come into our headquarters and our boardrooms. And we do Boardroom HQ events where we dive in with one of our expert advisors, myself or one of, like on this last Friday was Mike Pine with Revo Taxpayer Advocacy, our CPAs and our trusted tax advisors, and really diving into all of the, you know, a lot of people have heard about the short-term rental loophole and material participation and writing off this big bonus depreciation against your active income. And I mean, to the point where you can recoup all or a good portion of your down payment by doing this.
Yeah.
But man, there was so much more stuff that we talked about and covered, right?
Yeah.
I mean, by the end of the day, I was like, hey, there's a reason why I hire these guys and don't try to figure this out on my own, because there was a lot. My biggest thing was it is cool to be able to, you know, obviously be able to pay your kids, and some of the changes in the tax bill that's coming online, if it gets passed, that is going to up the amount of money you can pay your kids, and you can write it off as a business and pay them, and they can get, you know, some tax-free money up to, I think it was like almost $15,000. Was it close to $15,000? Like that. And that's not, don't quote us, right? We're not.
Good point.
This is us trying to recollect all of the stuff that we talked about. One of the most exciting things for me is being able to go out and look at and acquire some ranch properties. Not only turn them into our, you know, the short-term rentals, but also acquire these ranch properties for really, I mean, almost less than nothing down, which means they're going to pay us to buy them, which is a pretty fun strategy. So stay tuned for some of our, we'll share the details on the case studies when we start to dial in the details on that. But man,
that was really interesting.
I was,
when he broke that down, it was really like, oh, this could be something huge here.
This could be huge. Yeah. And so we're going to be watching that. So, but again, it goes down to really having the right people on your team when you're doing this, so that you understand how to leverage other people's time, money, knowledge, but also be able to accelerate your own wealth building journey and progress. And so that avalanche of abundance starts to flow to you really quickly instead of, you know, slower figuring it out on your own.
Yeah. Well, if you're in that, you know, slow figuring it out on your own, maybe one of your problems is you're not, you're thinking you're in the real estate business.
Yeah.
But we're actually in the hospitality. We're
in the hospitality business. Yeah.
So, all right, going into our first point here, poor communication.
Okay.
I kind of want to pick your brain on your thoughts on automation first and foremost. I mean, there's a lot of things right now. I think with like response time is like a huge one.
Yeah.
People, you know, they book and they immediately want that a message out there. So people will kind of automate it. But then are you kind of like juggling how nice the automation is, how personalized it is? Do you think, you know, maybe just take some time of your own and send a personalized message? Or do you think you can automate it, you know?
Both. We do both. Yeah. Okay. It's balancing the mix, right? Okay. Like the response time mm-hmm. is critical. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to wait for a response. As a consumer, when I book something or I inquire about something, I just want the answer and I want an accurate answer, right? Mm-hmm. And so there are times as a consumer that I know I'm going to get an automated response. I know that AI right. is generating these chatbots and
right.
and I'm going to be having communication with people. I don't try to trick people into them thinking that our automated messages mm-hmm. are us, right? Mm-hmm. Because when because I know that we want to respond personally on and with, you know, and when I say we, I'm saying collectively, whoever's managing the property. When I say we, mm-hmm. it's my management partner. I don't manage my right. own properties. I don't send personal communication messages out to my guests because I don't manage my properties, but my right. property managers do. Mm-hmm. And we have these conversations on the front end very often
okay.
about what are they going to respond to personally? Mm-hmm. How are they going to interject themselves into the conversation and communication on mm-hmm. a personal level versus the automated messages? And
okay.
you know, there's when somebody books something or they have a question about something, they don't want to wait for an answer. And right. so it's okay to automate a lot of that stuff. But then there's also this next level of people want to be felt, you know, loved and understood right. and appreciated. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we don't feel loved because a bot talks to us, right? Or AI is talking to us, right? That doesn't make us feel good.
Right.
And so I always give the example, the first time that I went to, you know, early in my early 20s, I got invited to go stay at a very high-end resort. And it was the Montage in Laguna, right? And it was mm-hmm. the first time I went to a nice higher-end resort and everybody knew my name. Everybody yeah. knew Teresa's name.
Yeah.
From the valet person parking our cars to the person at the front desk checking in. Before we even checked in, they knew our names. Mm-hmm. And there was this level of personalization that made us feel like, holy crap, this is awesome. It wasn't automated.
Yeah.
People took the time to learn our names and they addressed us by name. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we felt like, holy crap, they really like us here, right? They, mm-hmm. you know, this is, you know, we felt like we were rock stars at that place. Mm. Not because it was a nicer property, not because everything, the beds were better or anything else. It was because they took the time to personalize the messaging yeah. and personalize, yeah. you know, when they spoke to us, they knew our names. That was it. Mm-hmm. They literally just knew our names.
Yeah.
And when we're communicating with guests, if we can give them that level of like the feeling that we care mm-hmm. and we have to do that on a personal level and we mm-hmm. need to make it seem different than the automations that are coming out. Maybe that's okay. There are times where we do video selfies, right? Hey, Jake, thanks so much for booking the property. Super excited that you're going to be coming. If there's anything right. we can do, they know that that's not automated, right? And so
right.
We'll send out messages. Again, when I say we are property managers, we're very involved in the outline of this communication and mm-hmm. and the kind of the roadmap of how we want the communication to lay out. They're involved in the delivery of the message, mm. right?
Right. Okay. So that kind of was one of my bullet points is how to uphold those standards with the PM. But I guess you're saying you have the interview stage, you give them the outline. This is how you want things to go.
Yeah.
So
hey, this is how we.
This is kind of our view of the world.
Yeah. No. This is our view of this world.
Right.
It's when we're interviewing, like we're very strict on interviewing property mm-hmm. managers. Okay. In our case, you know, they're the ones delivering this amazing experience that we have put together, and a part of that delivery is the personalization mm-hmm. of it. And if they don't want to personalize it and they just want to automate everything and they're just they've got mm-hmm. hundreds of properties and they can't personalize it, they're not set right. up to do that. That's not their business model. I need to know that going in that I'm not going to be able to do this, mm-hmm. right? So as a self-manager, these suggestions are easy to implement because you're doing it. Right. As a person who has a property manager, it's not as easy to implement mm-hmm. because you have to think about it on the front end of how you want this business to be run, mm-hmm. how you want the delivery to happen, mm-hmm. and making sure that you and the property manager are both on the same page. But when it comes mm-hmm. to communication, it's the number one thing you're judged on.
Right.
You know, when you're in the hospitality mm-hmm. business, the guest is judging you on communication more than anything else. Look at the number of reviews that mention 5-star reviews. Oh, hey, Jake was such a great communicator. He answered all of our questions. He was available when we needed him. If you didn't interject yourself into that conversation on a personal level and they didn't feel like they were talking to you personally,
right,
they would never leave that review. And so,
right,
and consumers are aware that there's a lot of things that are automated, but we want to make sure that they're, you know, when we're sending out the rules and the frequently asked questions, or maybe responding to a frequently asked question, it's okay to automate some of that stuff because the consumer just wants the details.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the address? What's the code to check in? Right. What are my check-in and check-out times? They don't need a personalized message from us to tell them that.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, it is nice to get a personalized message saying, hey, Jake, we're so excited for you to come. Is there anything special that you're coming for? We'd love to make, you know, if there's anything we can do to add to a special occasion, like an anniversary or birthday or graduation or whatever, let us know. Because we'd love to maybe do a little something special for you.
Yeah.
Is there, you know, are there, you know, certain things that you are interested in doing, whether it's activities or restaurants or things like that? I'd love to give you some of those recommendations of my favorite places.
Right.
So just little ways to interject on a personal level and then always leaving with, hey, awesome. We're excited to have you. If there's anything you need, you're going to get some automated messages from our system with just some frequently asked questions, some, you know, address, check-in, check-out times, all that stuff. But this is my personal phone number. This is my personal cell, whatever. If you text me back, this comes directly to me and make sure that you don't hesitate to reach out if you need anything else. And just letting somebody know that and being upfront and honest that, hey, you're going to get some automated messages, but by the way, this is me personally.
Right.
If you need anything, let me know.
That's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
You know, people are always shocked that I give my cell phone out as often as they do. I'll speak on stages with 1,000 people in the room and I give my cell phone out. I text everybody from my personal cell phone. And people are always like, man, why would you do that? I'm like, because I want them to know that they can reach out. People don't abuse it. They're very respectful, but they really appreciate when you are available for them, and our guests are the same way.
Yeah, I think just saying their name, like even when you said, hey, Jake, and even like you tell the story of that hotel, they're just saying your name.
That's it.
Right. And so you can, I mean, I don't know if this is a good thing to say, but like you could automate, hey, do you have any activities or are you coming here for a certain reason? But putting the name, even just their name, is a step further. And you remember that from years ago. You remember that, which now here's like a devil's advocate question. Say there's two different kinds of properties here in this question. You have one in Orlando that's like by Disney World or Disneyland, whatever it is, and it's like families, right? And it's that style property. And then you have one that's maybe like a party getaway cabin in the mountains for like a snow retreat, snowboarding. Would you argue that you still need the same kind of personalized non-automated message with their name in both scenarios?
100%.
Okay.
100%. No question. That's universal, right?
Right.
It's a reason why when we, like just like you mentioned the name, people, guests, consumers, and it's not just guests, it's consumer behavior, period. And so this is studies that go beyond just our world of hospitality. This is like consumer behavior.
Okay.
Consumers are willing to pay more. And there's two things they're willing to pay more for. And 85% of consumers that were in, and it's a pretty famous study, and it goes anywhere from like a 60% to like 85%. There's a whole bunch of studies on this.
Okay.
But there's a number of things consumers are willing to pay more for. The top two things consumers are willing to pay more for is personalization or uniqueness, right? And so just saying their name, personalizing something for them, and then they're willing to pay for something more unique.
Right.
And so in our world, how can we personalize stuff and how can we make it more unique to give the consumer a reason to pay us more money? Because then, you know, we don't have to race to the bottom. We don't have to compete on price. And so that personalization is, and that communication, it doesn't matter whether it's a couple's getaway, you know, adventure cabin going snowboarding or a family retreat. It doesn't really matter. We all are looking for the same type of things. Right. And that personalization, but also the uniqueness is that you're available for.
You know,
it's fairly unique to have somebody reach out to you in today's day and age of automation and everything else.
Yeah.
I promise you that 95% of your competitors are just automating everything because they can. You can literally set up, hey, listen, plug it in. One of our members put all of my stuff into ChatGPT and they have a Vodacy ChatGPT and it talks to them like me. It's like, hey,
it's so wild,
right? It's crazy.
Crazy.
So And you would think you're talking to me.
Yeah.
And you're not. Yeah. But consumers know that. Mm-hmm. And business owners know that. And so they try to automate everything so that they don't have to worry mm-hmm. about it. But consumers also pick up on the fact of automations.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're going to know it's an automation. Mm-hmm. Right?
And I totally agree.
And we just tell them it's not. And they're like, okay, awesome. This is Sean's cell phone. If I need anything, I'm going to get hold of him.
Yeah. That's a huge one, I think. Just a little bit of personalization there, for sure. Yeah. Moving on to the next thing of furnishings. Now, we can kind of plug the Vodacy sleep system here, which I think is huge. But my main question is like, how expected are some things? Like, for instance, when I've stayed in hotels before, one thing I absolutely hate about staying in hotels is there's never a bath mat coming out of the shower. So I get out of this nice shower, warm shower, my feet hit the freezing cold tile, and it's something I absolutely hate. And it's like universal. They all have it. Or like, you know, you go to you spend your money and you go to this hotel and then the TV's like really tiny, like in a corner. So I'm thinking when it comes to like furnishings or just things that you have in your property, how important is stuff like that?
Yeah. It's important, right? Okay. I furnish my properties the same way I want to experience those properties, mm-hmm. right? So if there's things mm-hmm. that, like, we do not skimp on them. We have people tell us all the time, hey, I'm buying a really high-end property, mm-hmm. and should I put high-end furnishings and accessories mm-hmm. and everything else in it? Mm-hmm. And the answer to that is yes,
duh.
You should. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Well, what if it gets broken? What if somebody steals it? And mm-hmm. I promise you, the more money you spend, the more money that your stuff cost you in there, right. the more respectful your guests are, honestly. Yeah. And it has to match the level of home that you're putting together, right? Mm-hmm. And so typically somebody with a budget of a $300,000 home mm-hmm. is going to put different furnishings than somebody with a budget of a $2 million home but you would furnish it the same way you would want to enjoy it, mm-hmm. right? And so we're going to go in and we're not going to skimp on certain things. One of the things that you mentioned is mattresses.
Yeah.
We do not skimp on mattresses. I don't care whether we put the same mattresses in the $200,000 condo that we have versus a $3 million lakefront home that we have, right? It's the same mattress system.
Okay.
And it's because one of the number one things for the guest experience is a good night's rest.
Right.
Right. You need to have the guest have a good night's rest. Well, guess what? We're all different. Some of us like soft mattresses. Some of us like hard mattresses. Mm. Some of us like, you know, Euro tops, and other ones don't like it. There's all these different options, and it's really difficult as an investor to put a property together and get something that is universal for everybody. Mm. And so we spent years putting together our Vodacy sleep system. Mm-hmm. And myself and Mike Whitfield with Wind Development, we went back and forth and back and forth with a lot of different prototypes, a lot of different things. And we've come up with a sleep system that is not only really affordable, but also gets crazy amazing reviews and is universal enough that whether you're an old person, whether you're a young person, whether you're like hard or soft mattresses, it's a very good mattress across the board. Yeah. In fact, we have people that want to buy our mattresses all the time to stay in our properties.
Yeah.
And so that is something that we dial in. Mm-hmm. It's hard to dial in though, because if you're a property investor and you're buying a property and you've got to furnish a property with mattresses and you go to the mattress store and you lay on a whole bunch of mattresses. Well, after you're there for half an hour, they all kind of feel the same. And you're like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. This one's nice. Well, so is this one.
And so many options and price points.
Yeah.
And
all then these you start things. Jumping up in price thinking, well, maybe I'm just judging it on price. The more expensive ones must be better. But when you buy a property, you know, you're typically buying a lot of mattresses too. And it can be a really heavy expense, but like our King mattresses, they're $3,000 mattresses that we're able to get at wholesale values at less than $1,000 delivered. Mm. Right. And so, we have this, you know, as investors, we need to have good predictability at a good cost and a great customer experience. Mm. Right. And so these mattresses give us really affordable. We know predictably that people love them and then the third is that guest experience is elevated because they don't have to worry about it. And they're like, hey, listen, how many times have you stayed at somewhere and you're like, how'd you sleep? It's like, I didn't sleep
very good. I didn't sleep. I tossed and turned all night, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we don't want that. Mm-mm. And so we need to do everything we can to mitigate that. And then, you know, when it comes to other furnishings and accessories, just go by the rule of thumb as do what you would want. Put in there what you would want to have if it was your second home and you were going to use it. And you had everything that you wanted. Your guest is going to want that same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
And so that's the easiest rule of thumb. And don't skimp on it. I mean, right. just put in what you would have in there and don't worry about them ruining it. The worst a property is treated, or there's a definite a direct relationship between
okay.
cheap furnishings and cheap, you know, accessories and yeah, everything else to really like your property being treated really bad.
Right. right?
And so, and a yes. vice versa.
That you makes spend sense.
More and it gets treated better.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, I mean, it's just across the board. It's not yeah. tempting for people to take your stuff or ruin it when it's nice. It's the law of reciprocity kicks in and they appreciate you yeah. furnishing it and stocking it the same way you would like it so that they could have a great experience. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I think that kind of ties in to like this misconception of if you think this is like the real estate business, so you're just going to buy as long as you have the real estate, as long as you have the property, then you're good. You can kind of sit back, you can relax
yeah,
and make some
totally.
Money.
A great but
that's
example.
Not, the truth here.
No, you're right. in the experience business, right. the hospitality business. And right. If I'm in the experience business, what adds to that experience?
Mm-hmm.
Really crappy stuff that breaks and that's really cheap, or nicer, higher end stuff
right.
that is going to last, right?
That people appreciate and stuff yeah, like that.
Fully yeah. stocked and having the extra amenities and mm-hmm. instead of just the bare bones. Hey guys, real quick, we are seeing record amounts of money being spent by guests visiting short-term rentals across the board. Yet many property owners are struggling to make the money that they want with those properties. So if your property is not performing like you'd hoped and you're crossing your fingers thinking that maybe it's going to get better soon, then you're going to be very, very disappointed because your property is performing exactly how you have it set up to perform. The good news is you're probably a lot closer to making money than you realize. I just hosted a live 3-day workshop on how to revitalize a struggling property where I covered the only 3 things that you need to dial in to succeed at the top of the short-term rental markets. And I'm going to send it to you absolutely free for being one of our podcast listeners. In these recorded trainings, I give you actionable steps on what you need to do to turn your property around and make the money that you've been hoping for. So you can get access to this free training by sending us an email to support@vodisee.com. Once again, send that email to support@vodisee.com to get your free training today.
Right.
Real estate investors are just looking for a return on investment. And they think, well, I'm just going to skimp, put mm-hmm. in the basics and what is absolutely necessary for me to rent this out.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, they think it's giving them a better return on investment. It's actually not.
No.
They're actually getting a diminishing return on that investment. Yeah. Where when we invest heavily into the experience, we get a way better return on that investment.
Ties in once again to the thing you've always been saying here. You know, the best road to travel is the one that's harder in the beginning. Yes. You're gonna buy all this cheap stuff. You're gonna realize this is not, you know, giving you the best return here. So now later down the road, you're gonna have to buy the even more expensive stuff. So you should just bought it in the first place.
Yeah, should have started.
Love it. All right, now we're going on to the concierge portion of this. This is once again the experience, and I guess two parts here. I guess first question is, you should already have this. Like when we go to our Vodisee properties and you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the Airbnb listing, there's pictures where it's like 5 minutes away from the waterfront or 10 minutes away from this restaurant. So you're at least going to have some of those right off the bat. But then when you do your video or your message, your beginning one, hey, Sean, thank you so much for booking the property. What are you coming here for? And if they say, oh, we're coming here for a wedding, then you would add on to that, right?
Yes.
That's kind of – my thought process. Yeah.
So one, you want to have a certain level of recommendations, you know, like a concierge would. Like it's right. like, hey, listen, what are your favorite types of restaurants? Oh, you love steakhouses. Well, here's my top 3 steakhouses.
Right.
And or, you know, in our listing, we're even starting there. We're gonna say, hey, listen, we're, you know, like you said, 5 minutes away from here, you know, 10 minutes away from here. And we're gonna list all the major shopping attractions, profit right. drivers, maybe amusement parks, state parks, national parks, all those different things that people are coming to the area to mm-hmm. visit. Mm-hmm. Once they book, then we take it to another level of personalization. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to start to give them our favorite restaurants, our favorite hikes, our favorite, you know, right. shows that we're going to go see, or, you know, how to skip our favorite rides at the amusement parks, or shows that you can go, attractions that they're going to go visit
right.
from us, our personal experience. Then we're going to start asking them, you know, what else do you want? Are you coming in for something special?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do anything for that? What mm-hmm. day is it? Like, and what we will do is try to raise a level of like kind of complimentary concierge services. And then what you have is additional concierge services that you can offer. Do they want the fridge stocked? And they can pay for that, right? Mm-hmm. Do they want...
Oh, interesting. Okay, now you're going into something really interesting here. I'm here for a bachelorette party. Okay, do you want the fridge stocked of champagne?
Yeah.
Extra. I love where you're going with this.
It's a girls' weekend. We've got somebody, we can set up a wine tasting and a private chef in the house. Would you like that? What about a massage day at the property? We got a lakefront property. You can get massages set up on the deck overlooking the lake, right? So then you have all these concierge services and add-on services that you can offer your guests. Again, uniqueness, personalization. People will pay more for it.
Yeah.
It can actually be a profit center for you. But more than anything, I like it not necessarily as a profit center. I like it as almost just let them just pass through that expense and we will – we'll help organize it. We'll help be the concierge, and be able to make those introductions, line it up, schedule it, whatever they need. Mm-hmm. We've got the pricing. We've got some local chefs. We've got some local, vineyards that are willing to come over. We've got some local masseuses, whatever it is, mm-hmm. they're willing to come to the property and handle some of those add-on type services at the property.
Yeah. That's huge. That seems like a great thing. I mean, plus they're going to remember that.
Whoa.
Bro, we've worked here for so long. I've never heard the fire alarm go off.
We just had a fire alarm going off.
Is it still going off right now?
Yeah.
Dude, that was wild.
Are we back recording?
We're back and
going. Okay, guys, we had a little pause. I don't know if you guys heard that.
You could hear it.
That was wild. Could you hear it we had the fire alarm go off in the office. And
that's wild.
We had to pause for a minute and go out. I didn't see any or smell any smoke. And
no, we're good. We're safe. We're here.
Sprinklers didn't go off. But
we came back for you guys.
We came back. We're going to finish up the episode for sure for you. So, so where were we?
We were doing the concierge service of how you can be how they're going to remember that. They're going to give you a great review on that. That's great. Now, the question was that I have was, say, you don't self-manage. Your property manager does it for you. You do hey, Sean, thank you so much for booking. They go, I love steakhouses. So now do you personally tell the property manager, these are my favorites? Do you give them like a long list? These are my favorite steakhouses, Italian places. And then they just tell the customer what you think, or do they have their own?
They'll have both. So we will actually go when we are at our properties, part of what we're doing is market research, and we will go to different restaurants, different shops, and then we will come back and actually have a little bit of we have a little notebook that we make a little report hey, we like this one. We love their service. We definitely recommend this. Okay. Here's a steakhouse. Here's a hike. Here's a whatever. Here's one of our favorite shops on Main Street,
right?
Locally owned. They've been there for 80 years. It's a 2 or 3 generation family that's local to the area. We'll have notes on that. Mm-hmm. Give them to the property manager. Most of these property managers are very in tune and dialed into the local economy as well.
Right.
And so they will have some good favorite recommendations. Mm. And a lot of times there's a crossover. They're like, oh yeah, that's one of ours as well. So we have these conversations with the property manager. Sometimes they're like, oh, I haven't ever been there. I wanted to go there. We'll add that to the list. Other times they're, like I said, it's one of their favorite recommendations as well. Now,
okay.
What's interesting, we also go places where we say, hey, we don't want to recommend them. Mm. Hey, we didn't really like the food. We didn't like the service. And so there are times where some of that market research will not only tell us our favorites, but we don't tell people not to go necessarily, but we make sure that it doesn't make our list of recommendations.
Right.
And property managers are letting them know that too, because if I don't have a good experience somewhere, or something was wrong, I don't want to send my guests there, right? Mm-hmm. I want them to have an amazing experience. So I would rather have a short list of some that I love and instead of just going to Google and trying to find, they can do that.
Yeah.
They don't need us to tell them the same search that they can find on Google of the top five restaurants in, or top five steakhouses in Blue Ridge.
Right.
Right. They can
Google it.
They can Google that and go to, whatever the... What do they do? What's the one that everybody goes to and sees the reviews on restaurants?
Yelp.
They go to Yelp and they can find out that, right? Yeah.
But it's personalized. They go, I love this. This is my favorite item or whatever. And they go, oh, hey, you know what? I'll go give that a try. Yeah,
exactly.
And I think another thing with the concierge service of if it's a bachelorette party or whatever, and you send that personalized message, you find out more. And if you could tag some more onto it, I mean, that's huge, especially if you're an investor and you go, I wanted this to be real estate. I'm not really into the hospitality. Well, then you're going to lose money on the bad furniture and furnishings at first, and then you're going to have to run down the hard road, later. But if you do this at the beginning, you can now make even more return, or you can have an extra thing and you get people to remember you. You get better reviews. Why not do this? This is definitely That was a great point. I love that. Okay. Next, going on to, I think probably my favorite. This one's fun to me. You know, you go into like a friend's house or something. You go over to a friend or whoever, and you're like, man, this house smells a lot different, right? The first thing I always notice is the smell. And I think that is huge. Don't we have something that we kind of do here? What do we do?
It's called an Aroma 360 machine, and it's a cold air diffuser that goes and hooks onto your HVAC system. And it's the same type of systems that, like, when you walk into a hotel, every hotel has a signature scent, right? Because they know that the scent is one of the major, one of the major senses that elevates an experience and evokes an emotion, right? Yeah. And so, like you said, good or bad. And so what we do is we put on our properties, these Aroma 360, it's called a museum. If you look it up, and it's a system that attaches to your HVAC system. system, and then we put our chosen scent. Every one of our properties has a different signature scent.
That's so cool.
And and it's not overwhelming. It's not like burning a candle. You walk in, you're like, huh, this is awesome. Yeah. And it just kind of hits them, and they're like, it's not like it's hypoallergenic. It's not like it's not like you're getting a bunch of perfume in your, like,
it's not Abercrombie and Fitch. You don't need a gas mask or anything like that going through
exactly.
It. It's nice.
Yeah.
And then someone's been traveling, they're in the car, they're on the plane, they're whatever, and they get there. It smells nice. Now here's another thing. When there was this place in Chattanooga where I'm from, it was called Bolt Farm Treehouse. They had all these like igloos on top of the mountain. And we went and did a shoot there one time, and we walk in into each one of the igloos they had. It was like a lover's getaway. Yeah. They had like old 1950s love music going.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it instantly puts you in the mood.
Yeah.
Do we play any music?
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do the scent.
Yeah.
And then like a welcome screen with music on.
Come on, dude.
So it's, you want them to, when they walk in, you want that first impression to be, they're taking this serious.
Yeah.
You know, this is awesome. This is, you want to evoke that emotion of, man, this is going to be nice.
Right.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm here. Right.
Right.
And a lot of times you got to remember travel days are pretty hectic and pretty stressful.
Yeah.
And so what you want to do is change that state for a lot of people. Right.
Yeah.
And lot of times scents and sounds have an ability to change somebody's state. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're really trying to do because, as much as people are excited to show up and get there by the end of a long day of travel, a lot of times they're stressed out. Right. And so you're like, okay, we don't want their first association with our property to be stressed out. And so we set up all these different things, create this great experience, but scents and sounds can change somebody's state. And when you can change that state from a negative to a positive, all of a sudden, bam, you stack the odds in your favor.
Imagine you go down the easy road at the beginning though, right? Someone's had a long travel day. They've been on the plane. Maybe he's a baby's crying or something. They can't sleep. The Uber was crazy. They lost the baggage. They get there. They're like, at least we got to the Airbnb. They open the door. And it's not pretty. It's a basic commodity, dude. That has no scent, no sound, and it's just, letdown. That's brutal. No, that's
terrible. It's brutal. And not a lot of people are doing this yet, but I'm seeing it more and more.
Okay,
is people are using AI generated photography.
Oh,
that
dude.
Makes the property look way different than it actually is when they show up.
Oh,
and so imagine you're thinking, I'm finally here. I actually had a listing that was like this AI generated photography that made it look amazing. I opened the door and it's not, you're like, I think I'm at the wrong property.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Imagine that stacking onto that travel day, right? Versus the opposite.
Yeah.
And so it's, again, if you're going to be in this game, take it serious.
That's great. Okay, that goes great into this. So this was a test question I had to just see, like, because one of the main things that like really stuck out to me for this question was when we had the Boardroom HQ workshop and Steve and Josh came. And one thing that Steve, he was telling a story about how it was July 4th and someone was at his property and the HVAC unit went out. So he says he's calling all these repair people and he's doing all these things trying to fix the problem. And I thought, okay, now that's someone who wants to have the guest have a great experience, is very like hospitable. That's like a great test. So is this a good test for somebody if you're getting into the short-term rental space here and you feel like someone's at your property on the 4th of July, HVAC goes out, and I ask you, what do you do? What should be the proper answer?
Yeah. So I'm gonna answer it a little different.
Okay.
Instead of
okay.
what should you do? One, you okay. got to take care of the problem, right?
Right.
What would you right. do? I think everybody would take care of the problem. Mm-hmm. What I would say is, how would you react to the problem? If you had a property on July 4th and your guest called you in mm-hmm. the middle of your barbecue or in the middle of you going to watch the fireworks and they said, hey, our AC just went out.
I'm getting stressed.
Right. And so if you look at it and say that ruined your day, and you're trying to fix it because it hurt you and your problem and your day was ruined yeah. versus, holy crap, I feel so bad for them. Mm. They're on vacation in my property. Mm. And so I think sometimes you have to look at it and say, who are you worried about, you or them? And if you're worried about them, you'll get the problem fixed. And mm-hmm. you know, a good host, somebody that is really built for hospitality, it's not about ruining my day. It's about me making sure that your day is not ruined and that you know that I care and that I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that this is right. And like in Steve's case, immediately sent over Walmart delivered a whole bunch of fans. He ended up having to go, I think, on his third or fourth person on the HVAC because it was July 4th and everybody was off and he didn't stop. He could have easily called back and said, hey, listen, I did what I could.
I called. Nobody
of them nobody can get there till Monday or tomorrow or whatever the day was. Mm-hmm. And so I really apologize, but you know, I did everything I could. I made a few phone calls. I mean, especially after you called two or three, it'd be very easy to say that.
Yeah.
But if you really care that they are having not a great experience and that their vacation's getting ruined, not that your day's getting ruined because you have to deal with it, that their day's getting ruined, you're going to find a solution to the problem. Mm. And so I think sometimes the test is, you know, if this stuff was going to happen,
right?
Like, are you feeling bad for yourself because you got that call at, you know, at 5 o'clock during your barbecue on the 4th of July? Are you feeling bad for the guests that just rented your property for a nice weekend and paying you top dollar on a holiday weekend? And their experience is down, right? You know, they saved up for who knows how long on a 4th of July weekend, mm-hmm. right? And it was a big part of their you know, vacation for the year or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you feel bad for them, not bad for you because it happened in your property.
That was amazing. That was fantastic, thanks, dude. That's a great point. It's not about you. It's about the guest. I love how you put that. Okay, so someone feels like, you know what? I have that built in me. Mm-hmm. I have these traits. I want to make sure that the guest has this amazing experience. I would love to own a property and do this. How do they get in contact with us?
Okay, Vodacy.com.
Vodacy.com, baby.
Vodacy.com, best place to go, right? Okay. There is. You can go read stories on success stories. You can go obviously dive into these podcasts. You can go read my book. You can go book a call with us. Mm. There's like, if you're like, hey, listen, I've already listened to you guys talk too much. I need to like jump on with Sean and have a conversation. Go book a call. I mean, there's a lot of resources on Vodacy.com.
Right? Love it.
And you can dive in, get a hold of us, and then we'll walk through and make sure that this is the game you want to play. I cannot tell you how excited I am right now about the next 6 to 12 months in the short-term rental world. Mm-hmm. It is a very, very big opportunity for the people who are already in mm-hmm. that have properties. And even if your property's not doing great right now, reach out to us because there are things that you can do, and or those investors that are looking to scale their portfolio, buy more properties, and or get into the game for their first property.
Yeah.
I think we're going to look back and realize that 2025, 2026 is going to be one of the biggest and best opportunities in the short-term rental game that we've seen probably, you know, since, you know, really in our lifetime. The opportunity of that COVID opportunity was such a short blip in the radar that I think the longer-term opportunity right now is way bigger because people are going to dive in and learn how to play the game correctly from the beginning,
right?
And or make the necessary adjustments that they didn't have to make 2 or 3 years ago that aren't working anymore. But the reason it's such a big opportunity is because the majority of people will just sit on the sideline. They'll listen to podcasts like this. They'll read the books. Yeah. And then we're going to talk to them in 2026, 2027 when we start to see that upswing. Uh-huh. And they're going to say, God, I've been thinking about this for a couple of years. Man, I've been talking about this.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Coming to a city near you. That's right. Me and my team of expert advisors are going to be traveling around the United States teaching people just like you how to acquire, manage, and market a successful short-term vacation rental. We're going to be hosting live two-day events to help investors mitigate their risks and maximize their returns with short-term vacation rentals. At these live events, you're not only going to hear from me, but I'm going to also bring my team of experts, CPAs, lenders, photographers, designers, managers, and my marketing experts. So if you're looking to learn more about investing in profitable lifestyle assets, or you want actionable steps on how to revitalize your struggling property, then come join us live and in person where we can shake your hand, meet you, and get all of those questions answered. Tickets start at general admission and work their way up to ultra VIP. So you can buy your tickets today by clicking the link in the description or by visiting Eventbrite and searching Vacation Rental Investing Masterclass. Once again, click the link in the description or visit Eventbrite and search Vacation Rental Investing Masterclass to get your tickets today.
Inevitably, those are the masses, mm-hmm. right? And you're in a time right now when Warren Buffett says, be fearful when others are greedy mm-hmm. and greedy when others are fearful. Mm-hmm. This is a time when a lot of people are fearful and they need to be thinking, how can I make some moves right now? Because you want to be moving when everybody else is sitting. And if you're one of those people that are naturally fence sitters, I'd urge you to look in the mirror and say, is that really the crowd that I want to be involved in?
Yeah. Man, I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited for 2025, 2026. This is great.
Awesome.
38 minutes. We did it.
All right. We did it even with a fire alarm. So guys, thanks for sticking with us through the fire alarm and our break and our pause and everything else. I know you guys won't see a pause on the recording, but we did it. And so we will wrap it up for today. We always appreciate you spending your time with us. We know it's valuable. If you have more than 30 seconds, like it or review it on whatever platform you're watching or listening on. If you know somebody else that would like to be a part of these conversations, share the show. We don't run ads or sponsorships on the show other than telling you about our own stuff. And so we don't have anybody telling us what to do or how to do it. And spreading that message is organic and it comes from you guys sharing the show. So we always appreciate that. Mm. And the final most important thing I ask you at the end of every episode, pick that one thing you can do today to start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends. Cheers, babe.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast. Share this with other people you think need to hear about it. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Hey, Grace, is there a website?
Yes! For more amazing content and expert advice, visit Vodacy.com.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.